Dear friend of our risen Lord, please be seated. The gospel reading for this day, written by Luke, brings to us an unfolding awareness of a truth. Jesus Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Yeah. Luke begins this account while they were talking about these things. What were they talking about? They were talking about the reports that had come in from the women who had gone early to the grave. They reported that the grave was empty, and they also reported that they had spoken with an angel who told them that he had risen from the dead. Simon Peter, in concern, ran out and checked it all out. And he too found that the grave was empty. Then that evening of that first Easter, the two Emmaus disciples returned to the 11 and to the rest. And they reported that the stranger with whom they walked in the way had revealed himself at the supper table as the risen Christ, as he broke the bread and gave thanks. They did not have all of the information yet, of course. A full confirmation was not there for them at this point. But they had news which gave them the expectation that further news would soon follow. And so they waited in anticipation. And you can imagine the discussion that went on. Obviously, this was not quiet time. News like they had, and like we have, is not whispered. We speak it. And then Luke tells us that Jesus stood among them, and he spoke and said, "Peace be with you." Now they had it firsthand. They saw him, and they heard his voice. Peace be with you. That was a common expression in those times and days. But it was an uncommon expression at this moment because the Prince of Peace spoke it. It was an uncommon greeting because he had made peace by the blood of his cross and removed the enmity between sinners and God. Jesus, the risen one, speaks to you and me, and he says, "Peace be with you." And biblically understood, that word peace includes many things. It includes also physical blessings, his goodness, his provision, your calling, your health, your family. Every good thing comes from him who rules, the living, risen Lord. Peace be with you. Jesus spoke those words because he could, because he had made payment for sin. We are now at peace with God and within ourselves. We are not people burdened by guilt. We are not running in fear. We are not bewildered. We are at peace because Christ, the living one, has made peace for us. And the old self has been healed. The brokenness is gone. Broken hearts and broken lives have been put together because he lives. And he says to us, "Peace be with you." When Jesus was there with that group of people, he noticed that some of the disciples, probably all of them, were filled with fear and apprehension. And he said, "Why are you so fearful? Why do you argue within yourselves?" And then he offers them to see his side and to see the prince in his hands. What he's saying to them Your faith was never in vain. You need not be disappointed ever. I live. And all that I have said and all that I have promised is yours. The living Lord assures us today that his promises are sure. As he promised to rise, so all of his promises are verity and truth in our lives. He says, I'm with you always. He says, I will never leave you or forsake you. To the penitent sinner, he says, your sins are forgiven you. And what a future we have. The hour is coming when those who are in their graves will hear the voice of the Son of Man, and they will come forth. That's our future. And the scriptures say of Jesus Christ, the risen one, in him are all the promises of God, yes and amen. You do not believe in vain. Jesus then, it says about him, that he opened their minds so that they could understand the scriptures. It says he opened their minds. It doesn't say he opened their hearts. He opened their minds. He enabled them to comprehend, as he enables us to comprehend, the state of our being and our future without him, without the living one. And he enables us to comprehend that he took our place, the innocent one for the guilty. He removed all of the sins of our heart and of our lives. And he was punished for our sins as he died on the cross. And he now promises and enables us to apprehend, to comprehend his love, his grace, his mercy, his forgiveness for you, coming from the risen one. There is a reminder of what the scriptures had earlier said, a reminder here of the task, of the calling of those who have come to know, who have seen, who believe in the risen one. He says that it reminds that repentance and the forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed everywhere. We are to speak to people, compelling them, encouraging them to repent of their past. We are told and called to speak of them about sin and its seriousness and to offer them the grace of God. That's our task as proclaimers of the Word of God. And to those young people who were very recently assigned and called. You know, there may be many apprehensions about some of your tomorrows, about some changes that will take place around you and in you. But one thing is profoundly clear and profoundly simple. Preach repentance. Preach grace and the forgiveness of God through the risen Lord Jesus Christ. And so we go, and we tell people of their sin, but above all, tell them then of the grace of God. We compel people to change, to live for him who lives. And for that, the power is not within ourselves. It is, as Jesus, the risen one, promises, power from on high. Ask him. Ask him to attend you with that power. God bless you. Amen.